Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about how to identify your Achilles heel and how to identify the thing that is most likely to undo the progress you've made. This week we're going to talk about getting out of your own way. And what I mean by getting out of your own way. Well, for me, most of the problems people have are self-created. And I don't mean intentional. I mean that most of the problems I have are going to be in response to things that I do or things I don't do. Not always. I mean, there are definitely exceptions. If my wife dies in a car accident and I'm experiencing grief, that doesn't really have anything to do with me. Or if my job gets shipped over to China, that problem doesn't really have anything to do with me either. Like I've said before, if there's nothing I could do to prevent it, there's probably nothing I did to cause it. But if we're all being honest, these aren't the sort of things that's usually causing our problems. Not usually. It's the things we do every day or the things we don't do every day that have a much bigger impact than these sort of traumatic one-time events that occur. And to me, there are lots of different ways that people can get into their own way. And so what are some ways you can actually start getting out of your own way? And for me, there are a couple different things you can do. And the first one is don't just stand there, do something. A lot of people spend a lot of time waiting for a better job, waiting for a situation to change, waiting for Mr. Right to show up unannounced in a UPS uniform so you can fall in love. And so one of the ways people get in their own way is by not doing anything proactive, by just waiting, and by not taking any steps at all to change the situation they're in. But this isn't what we want. We want to identify goals, and then we want to start taking actions to begin working towards them. Sometimes we're going to have to change course. Sometimes we're going to have to make adjustments. But it's hard to turn a car if it isn't rolling. And so we want to at least have the car roll in the right direction. Another thing that people can do to get out of their own way is exactly the opposite of what I just said. Don't just do something, stand there. Because one way that people get in their way is by not doing anything. Another way people get in their own way is by trying to do too many things. And I don't mean too many things like having too many sticks in the fire or setting too many goals. What I mean is when people don't have a direction and they don't have solid goals, they just sort of frantically jump from thing to thing to thing, hoping that one of these things will be the thing that they want. But we don't want this either, right? We don't want to just throw spaghetti at the wall and see if something sticks. We want to be purposeful in what we're doing. And so sometimes it's better to just stop. Stop, think about where I want to go, rather than just trying to get somewhere. Because the problem with just getting somewhere is that we can't always be sure we're going to be happy with the place where we land. We want to make decisions. We want to be purposeful in what we do. Another thing that people can do to get out of their own way is to pay attention to which doors are opening. Life's a strange thing sometimes. You see people on paper who shouldn't be successful succeed. You also see people who should be very, very successful who aren't. I used to think it was kind of luck. I'm beginning to think it's more about opportunities and being able to see opportunities when they arise. And I don't mean that nothing's up to luck. I do think luck plays a part at some point. And I also don't think that everyone's going to be wildly rich and successful. But I also don't think this is what everybody wants. The point is, if I'm looking for open doors, I'm going to be much more likely to see them. And so one of the things we can do to get out of our own way is to pay attention to what life is offering us. Pay attention to what doors life is opening for us. Another thing that people can do to get out of their own way is to be prepared for when doors open. And what I mean is recognizing which doors are open or which doors are closed is really important. It doesn't matter if you're not in a position to capitalize on when a door opens or closes. If you know there is somewhere you'd like to be or a goal you'd like to achieve, what are you doing now to get yourself ready for it? Maybe it means educating yourself. Maybe it means re-educating yourself. Maybe it means taking care of your finances. Bottom line, you can look for your dream job all day, but if you don't have the qualifications to actually take the job, it won't matter when the job comes open. So what are you doing now to prepare yourself for opportunities that might come in the future? And the last thing I think we can do to get out of our own way is to be flexible. And for me, this might be the most important thing to do to get out of your own way, right? I've seen plenty of times when someone refuses to change course, even though everything around them is telling them it's time to change course. Let me give you an example of being flexible. And I've mentioned this before, but my wife and I own a private practice here in Pittsburgh area. And we have quite a few contractors working with us. And our practice generally does between 300 or 400 appointments a week. I'm not a big fan of teletherapy. I think it can be helpful for some people, but truthfully, I don't really see it as effective as face-to-face treatment. And I know some people are going to say, yeah, but research says, I don't care. I don't care what the research says. I've done hundreds of hours of teletherapy. I've done thousands of hours of face-to-face therapy. And what I would say is there's a certain type of client who truly benefits from teletherapy. For everybody else, it's usually just better than nothing at all. And that's fine. My point was, prior to the pandemic, a few practices were doing teletherapy, but not too many. It wasn't very widespread. It was something people were just kind of starting to get into. And my wife and I had talked about sort of implementing it in our practice and never really got around to it and kind of just never really seen it as much of a priority. So then the pandemic hits and suddenly we're trying to figure out how to keep 30 people working. Now, I could have held the line and said, I don't like teletherapy, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it works, blah, blah, blah. But I promise you this, if we had done that, we wouldn't have a practice right now. Instead, what we did is we shifted gears. We thought about what we needed to do, and we went and raided the local Best Buy, bought all the iPads they had, and we were doing teletherapy the very next week. The end result was people got to keep working, and our practice lives to fight another day. See, for me, it's not what's happening in life that's usually the problem. It's the ways we are carrying ourselves through life that's usually causing us problems. If we can figure out how we're slowing ourselves down, we can get out of our own way. If we can figure the things that we're doing that aren't working, we can stop doing those and get out of our own way. The goal for me is not that we necessarily always achieve success, but that we aren't the reason why we aren't successful. Sometimes things aren't going to break our way. Our goal is to make sure when they're not breaking our way, it's not because of us. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you have questions or anything you want to ask me, be sure to DM me and I'll try to get back to you or I'll address it in a future episode. Also, if you happen to be in the Pittsburgh area, I'm opening a private pay practice in Swickley and I'm currently scheduling appointments for that. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. Next week, we're going to talk about things you can do to sharpen your focus, to make sure that you're directing your energy in the areas you want it to be. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.